Hey, salut tout le monde! Bienvenue au Fabercast. On est back avec un épisode que je suis vraiment excité aujourd'hui d'avoir parce qu'on reçoit une très, très bonne combattante canadienne excessivement prometteuse. Puis elle a des nouvelles à nous annoncer. Dans le fond, elle a des grandes nouvelles. Je suis vraiment content de l'avoir aujourd'hui. And I am talking about Randy Field. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, like I was saying in French. I'm really excited to have you on because you're a very promising Canadian prospect and we have some big things coming for you and I'm really, really happy to be able to discuss that with you today.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be meeting with you too.
Yep. So before we get started, before we talk about all the good things, I'm really curious to know, like, what's it like back home? How is it training and all that with the pandemic? Because here in Quebec, man, we're basically re-shutting down. I'm finishing this interview. I'm going to my last legal jiu-jitsu class, and then we'll have to illegally roll, I guess. I'll know. But how is it back home for you guys, the training situation and all that?
Oh, that's crazy. I'm sorry to hear that you guys are shutting down like that. Here, actually, well, during the pandemic, it was crazy. We turned my entire gym into a basement. We even ordered these big mats so that we could do some rolling. But we hung my heavy bag, everything. But we were completely just training out of the basement at first. And then once the gym started opening back up, we were able to get into a local gym called Hybrid, Hybrid Training Academy, and we're able to actually go in there and work every night. So that's great. And I'm very, very lucky that my boyfriend is also my head coach. So I get to work with him every day, whether it's before bed and we're drilling in my living room or drilling upstairs in my bedroom. Like, we do something. We talk about it every single day.
That's yeah, good. No, of course, that's a huge advantage for you to have many around like that. So just to make sure, the gym, it's in Windsor, right?
Yes, it's in Windsor.
So I guess you guys are, I know you're going to the Michigan Top Team a lot. I guess you're not really able to go there now?
No, we haven't been there since the pandemic hit. And we were driving back and forth almost 3-4 times a week. So that's been really tough, actually. I miss my team a lot.
Oh, man, I feel you. I feel you. It sucks so much, man. We had, like, it's weird back here because, like, when they reopened the gyms back up and stuff, they really took a long time to re-allow combat sports. I don't know why, but, like, we're already illegal in Quebec. Like, jiu-jitsu tournaments not happening. It's bullshit, basically. But they took, like, a long time to give us the right to roll. And when we had the right, we had to be, like, in bubble of fours. And each bubble had to be, like, 2 meters away from the other bubble. So, like, if you got a small academy, it makes it really tough to have people because, man, you know how it works. Like, when people are rolling on the ground and doing stuff, people bump into each other. It's almost impossible to stay 4x4 and all. So,
yeah.
It was really complicated, but, like, we did what we could. Man, we're shutting back down again. I'm just mad about that shit. So we're going to talk about, like, fun stuff now. I wanted to know, how's school with the kids? Are they at home? Are they going to school? What's the setup?
My daughter went back this week. We had them home the past month. We still have my two stepsons. They're still home from school. It's okay for right now. I mean, I am excited for them to go back, for all of them, just because when, like, your appointments are all during the day, we have to go to the doctors, physio, blood work, all that kind of stuff. And you just have to make sure somebody's here. So Manny had to take a month off of work and I had to cut back my hours like crazy. I'm a registered massage therapist. So I had to cut back my hours a lot and then work more in the evenings, which I didn't do before. So that's something that we've had to change. And then, I actually teach a women's fitness class in the morning. So it's a nice workout too, so that I can get my strength and conditioning in the morning. So at least I'm moving around and doing something, and we're just downstairs on the computer while the kids are upstairs doing their school. So we have a good balance right now. We're very lucky.
Yeah, man, it looks like you've got a cool setup. But, like, Manny is, like, huge help, right? He's there. You can train with him, like you've been saying, almost. Like, he's a good fighter. He's at home. He's your coach, man. You can just it's easier that way than, like, maybe somebody who would be, like, living alone or, like, maybe in a Not
if
that
we ever fight in a cage that moves, like we're like doing pads in the basement, the mats are slipping out from underneath us. Like I am prepared to fight on the ice. I will tell you. Anything that comes.
Like you could have like the slippiest mat and you'll be good.
But yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but that probably won't happen, I guess. Because like I feel like last event there was some complaint, but I don't know how much of the same mat it was. Like as usual, because did they get the old mat to Paris, or they just bought one there and put their logos on? Like, who knows? But let's talk about fighting now. You fought two times as a pro, both times for Jamie Champion, PFC. Real good fights against good opponents. You fought Amanda Borg, Melissa Karadjianis. What do you take from these experiences, the chance to have these two first pro fights, and now that you'll be moving on to a new promotion, what do you bring with you from these fights?
What I brought from me, well, I really, really appreciated my last opponent, Melissa. She had so much experience, and the fact that I was able to hang and stay in there with her and then come out victorious at the end of it was huge for me. And I'm almost glad I didn't know about her experience before the fight, because I don't know, because, you know, mental game is number one, you know, you have to be strong in that. And I'm very, very proud of myself for both my fights, how I handled them both. Amanda, I mean, just being my first pro fight, I was nervous already. Everything happened very fast. Like I only started training and, doing MMA 5 or 6 years ago. So this all happened very fast, but because I've been able to work with Manny a lot one-on-one, he's really dissected me and really put me together very well. So I felt very confident fighting both those girls, and I feel like I came out a stronger fighter.
Of course, and like I know you fighters, like you're always looking for the finish. Like it's normal. You don't want to leave it in the end of the judges. We all know what happens when like judges are involved. They can fuck it up pretty badly. Yes. But you've been to a decision once, and that's the type of things I like to see from a young prospect. Because I feel like if you get those tough 15 minutes fights where you have to dig deep and like make it through the whole fight and live the experience of going to the judges, of doing all these things, it helps at this stage of development. Like you gain that experience, you gain that cage time, and like you can be a 2-0 fighters who fought for like 25 minutes, or you can be a 2-0 fighter who basically fought pro for 2 minutes and a half and finished two people like in a minute. And like that can change a lot of things when these two people get in the cage with each other, because the one that have been through like the tougher fight, the decision where they had to dig deep, they're more experienced, man. They already lived through this, and like when it comes back again, it is a good thing, especially for someone like you, because as we have seen, and I congratulate you for that, you have signed a deal with Bellator.
Yes, thank you.
And now this is going to be a step up for sure. Like you're in the second biggest MMA promotion after only two pro fights. I wanted to know, how do you feel about this, like signing with a big, big promotion that early in your career?
I was saying, it doesn't feel real yet, but I'm very proud. I came from nothing. Like just 6 years ago, I had no job. I was a single mom and I was living in my own dark world. And to bring myself up and to be in this exact position, like I just can't wait to what the future is going to bring, that I'll be able to help a lot of other people. Not everybody's going to turn into a professional MMA fighter, but it's fighting your way to get to the top to be happy, you know? So this is just like the icing on the cake, you know? But I'm very happy that they see my talent and I'm able to get a shot.
Yep. How does this come about? Like, because only two fights. We're not like expecting you to sign with Bellator, but shit, it happened, and like we're all really happy. But how did this come about?
Yeah. Well, we have our management team. His name is Gerald Grub, with J&J Grub. He works with like IndyCar, racing, and he has a lot of experience working with UFC fighters. Actually, one of my teammates, Bobby Nash, he was a former UFC fighter. He managed him, and then he kind of linked us up together, and he seen that I had a lot of potential. So we had a meeting, and he went to work for us, and obviously he worked very hard because we got a really, really great deal, and now I'm with Bellator.
Yep. So you'll be fighting at 125, I guess.
Yeah.
You only fought at 115. How's that? Are you happy to cut less weight, or do you think like the girls are going to be bigger? Or,
well, right now, like this is crazy to me because I'm like in training camp and I can't believe how much food I'm eating. Like it's almost too much. Where I'm like, I'm used to like cutting carbs and all this stuff, where now I'm like, I want a cookie, I'm going to eat a cookie, you know, like, and I still like, I feel great. The energy going out is I'm burning it all off. So it's this is like the best weight cut gain ever.
It's funny, but it really makes a difference, like being happy while training, like eating, man. How bad is it, like not eating? It's the most horrible thing ever. Like you're cutting down on everything that you like, and like you keep eating, but you keep eating stuff that, man, I'd rather like not eat salad and fucking eggs like all day long for months, man. And so like now you're able to eat, you're able to be happy. And we've seen fighters like recently, more and more, I guess, like smaller fighters are moving up in weight and like weight cutting. I feel like it's kind of bound to maybe not disappear, but be less important in the game, like in the coming years, since like we've seen all those success stories of people just moving up and wrecking divisions when like they weren't really able to even be a top 15 fighter in like their previous divisions. And
how you feel is completely different, you know. Like I think when I weigh in at 115, like you can see everything in my face. Like if I'm 125, I'm gonna look normal. That's what I usually walked around at before. So now like I'm kind of upping a bit, and I'm got up to 135, and I feel like I'm beefy, you know, like I'm like this, it feels good. But I also feel like I've never felt stronger. So we'll see how this kind of pans out. I'm like very excited to see.
Yep. And now that you're in Bellator, which is an awesome thing for you as a woman, because I feel like, first of all, Scott Coker has been like a huge, huge women's MMA pioneer, like when he was with Strikeforce and stuff. And even now that he's with Bellator, like you can argue that the 125 division, and like no question about 145, but even the 125 division, it's really well groomed. Like they took care of that division even before the UFC started it. And I feel like when you look at the two divisions, they're as good at one another. So you're entering in a really good division with like awesome fighters. The champion is absolutely badass in that division. Many, many good fighters, ex-UFC like headliners like Liz Carmouche and stuff. So I was wondering, like, I know you're just entering now, but who are the people that you're most looking forward to fight in that division?
I did see your question there. But the thing, there's no one specific, but anybody that wants to fight me, I want to fight them too. So that would be, I at this point, I'm like, I'd fight anyone. I don't have anyone targeted though.
Okay, you don't have a name that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna fight anybody, but if that name's come, I'm going, man. I'm more motivated than ever.
Not yet.
That's cool. Anyway, man, you're starting, and we basically want to see you fight everybody. So
I'm super excited to get in there. I'm very excited for everybody to see my style of fighting, and I'm tough.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. I wanted to know, coming back to the PFC fights, you not only train with Manny, he's your husband, your coach, all that, but you fought along with him too. So I was just wondering, what was that experience like? Because, man, must be, and even for him, like, must be pretty stressful that, like, you're fighting, and then after he's fighting, how do you guys deal with that stuff?
We're a very good support system for each other. I mean, living in the same house or being in the same house and weight cutting, you're a little bit more on edge. Like if there's a dish on the table, you're kind of like, pick up the dish rather than, can you please pick up the dish? It's really great. The one thing I'm really happy that we don't have to do anymore is ticket sales, because that was actually the most stressful thing between him and I selling both. Oh, we were running around the city all the time. So that was stressful. But the night of the fight, I was very lucky that I was in the beginning and he was more towards the end. So I was able to calm down and relax and fight my fight. But then after that, it was like, I didn't even think about how I just won my fight. All I was focused on was him. And the first fight, he got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, and I remember that one, man.
Yeah, that was terrible. And that was like, it didn't even matter that I won. It was like, I was so sad because I felt that. Like, we went through the weight cut together and, you know, we seen each other look so drawn out and tired and, you know, all the sacrificing we do with the time with our children and to go train and everything. And it was just like, yeah, that was a bummer. Kind of took away, but you know, we were still happy. We still went out after, but yeah, that's the hard part, is you're just so in it with each other.
Yeah. I guess I can feel you, because like, only when, like, there's fighters that I know personally that they're fighting on TV, I'm so stressed, like so stressed. And I don't stress anymore about fights, because I've been watching fights for like 7, 8, 9 years now. So like, I got my favorite fighters, but I don't really care anymore if they win or lose. But when I know the person, I'm like, oh, I'm so stressed out. I'm like barely able to speak, like, before the fight. So, man, having like my wife or my husband fighting, oh, man, fuck, I'd go crazy.
Yeah, it's like your heart's pounding the whole time. But having the experience in there too, like, I don't know. Like, I know when I'm in there, I don't feel scared or anything. So I'm like, I don't know why I feel so scared with him in there, but you love them.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, yeah. Right? That, like, you're almost more nervous for him than for you. And like, Manny knows how to fight. Like, we've seen him around. He's one of the greatest fighters in Canada in his division. So like, yes, we don't have to be worried for him, but shit, that's how it goes. Yeah. So I wanted to know, like, for people who've never seen a Randy Field fight, they didn't get the chance to watch the PFC events, which they should have, because they were absolutely amazing every time. But like, they didn't get the chance to see it. They didn't catch the live stream, didn't catch nothing. And like, now they're wondering, man, like, what's a Randy Field fight? How is she fighting? What's her style? What can we expect from a Randy Field fight? What do you tell those people?
I'm very aggressive. Something that I am very proud of is that no matter how tough things get, I don't quit. I keep pushing forward. I bring on the heat. It's exciting. You'll watch me get kicked in the face and smile. Like, I'm like, I love what I do. I'm very happy to be in entertainment for people, because this is something, I was born a fighter. So I'm very well rounded. I could stand up and bang, or we can go to the ground and I can go to the ground and I'll beat you up down there too. So they can look forward to seeing a very exciting fight.
Yep. And you do not discriminate. Like, like you said, like, you'll fight standing up, you'll go to the ground, you'll go everywhere, and you're like, you basically don't care, always going forward and like looking forward to make the fight happen. Like, that's what we like from fighters. That's how fighters like get in our interest, like when they push the fight, when they want to fight. You don't always have to like finish the fight. The best fight I've seen ever were decisions, but like, both people, like that Joanna Wiley Giant fight, so fucking crazy, but like, both women were basically trying to murder each other. So it was the best. Yeah, that was fucking, that was crazy. But it's like,
yeah,
I feel like that's my favorite fight ever, though. Like,
to be, that was an amazing, amazing fight. That was, that was sad to see Joanna like that after, though.
Yeah, no, that was like, they took years of their lives, man. That was absolutely fucking crazy. But last thing I wanted to know, we've spoke about it a little bit. You've got a daughter, you're a mother. I don't have kids, so I don't know what it's like to have kids and to be fighting and we've seen many fighters have kids and just completely change. Like Cowboy Cerrone had a kid, went on a streak, it changed like his whole outlook on life. So I wanted to know, like, as a fighter, it must be like a huge source of motivation, like your daughter.
Of course, because it's the amount of time that you are taking away to go and train. And, you know, I'm very, very, very lucky that we have amazing sponsors that have stepped up. So I'm able to actually step back from massage therapy so that I can focus on my training. And like I said to you earlier, like, your mental health is super important. And for me, like, the most important thing is my family, Manny and my kids. Like, I need to be around them and make sure that they're taken care of. So for them to see us put in this amount of work and be successful, that is so important to me. So yeah, it's definitely something that will drive me.
Of course, man, that's life-changing stuff, right? Having kids and all that, like, you've got somebody that's basically you're responsible for, man. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. So, Matt, I'm gonna let you go. I'm really, really, really happy that we got the chance to speak. It was a good time, and I hope you or Manny, whoever, just keeps me posted. Like, when you got a date, an opponent, something we can get like really excited for. Like,
just keep
us posted. We'll announce that on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. We'll be looking forward to that fight. Like I said, huge Canadian prospect, woman's prospect. Shit, we don't have much of in Canada. There's a couple women, but like, it's tough for women out here. So I'm really, really happy to see you go to a big promotion, have the chance to, man, they'll bring in people. Like, you don't have to worry about opponents in Bellator. Or you'll have opponents, you'll be able to fight, to be active. So, like, we're really, really excited for that. And I really hope you keep us posted, man.
Thank you very much. Do you mind if I just give a special thank you to my sponsors?
That's what I was going to ask. Shout out your sponsors, shout out your Instagram so people follow you, all that. The word is yours.
Yeah, my Instagram is just my name, Randy Field. I want to thank our sponsors. We have Conquer Construction, Armando's Pizza, we have Catch and Muscle, and Sterling Mutuals. So we have so many supporters out there in the community, and I just want to thank you all so much.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Randy. Thanks a lot to Manny, too, for hitting me up, setting all this up. Really good people. I'm really happy to get the chance to speak to you. And Manny, too, man, if you got a fight, anything lined up, hit me up, and it could be your turn, man.
You might be hearing something soon, something big. Shit. We'll see. Shit. I don't know.
Oh, let's go, man. I'm excited. Let's go.
Take care. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. Bye. Okay, bye-bye.